Shalom Aleichem, Abiyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Me'ila Daf Ches, Me'ila 8a, pagination is 15. We start the second perek of Me'ila, and Tosfos, outer commentary about 15 lines down, tells us ad hashta, until this point, Ayri bidin psulei kodshim. We were dealing with the cases of something went wrong in the karban, and we wanted to deal with me'ila in such cases. Umikan ve'elach ayri b'ksherim. And moving forward, we're going to deal with kosher karbanos. When we say psulei kodshim, presumably what Tosfos is referring to is, for example, on daf beis amud aleph, the Mishnah which we began was a case of shochat shelo b'mikomo, yeshech the animal in the wrong place. Or on Vava Medbeis, we discussed Yotza Mimichitzaso, when you took the animal's parts out of their proper place. Is there still Me'ila over here or not? Moving forward, we're going to talk about an animal, or in this case a bird, and specifically that was processed properly. At what point is there Me'ila? So the Mishnah states, Chatas ha'of, the chatas in the bird form, mo'alim ba mishehukdesha. There is me'ila from the time that it was designated, and the Mefarish inner commentary, third line, says, bepeh, verbally. Once you're mekadesh it, there's going to be me'ila. Nimlaka, once the malika is done, and we said that's the same equivalent status as shchita, but by a bird, it's with the nail from the back of the neck, nipping it. So if that was done, the equivalent of shchita, hukshira lihi pasel b'tevul yom uve mechuse kipurim uve lina. It will now be eligible to become pasel if it's in contact with a tevul yom. A tevul yom is somebody that was tameh, went to mikvah, and is waiting for nightfall to be declared totally done with that tumah. And mechuse kippurim is a person who did whatever they needed to do except for the karban. And on some level, a vestige of tumah remains to the point that it would passel a karban. So once the malika is done, the animal's dead, and if these types of people would come in contact with the bird, it would render it tameh, uvelina, and regarding the laws of overnight. So Tosfos comments, the medium white, uvelina, belinas dam, bishkia sachama. If we're talking about blood, so once sunset comes, that would be called lina, even though lina normally means overnight, but over here it just means out of its proper time. It's like a borrowed usage of the word. Inami, or belinas basar liyom valayla. It's talking about the leftovers of the meat, and it's talking about the remainder of the day and the night that follows, which are eligible to eat the karban chatas meat. So again, once malika is done, contact with a tevul yom or a mechuse kippurim would passel it, uvelina, and the clock starts ticking, whether it's regarding the blood or regarding the meat, but the animal is dead and it has new set of laws that didn't exist while it was alive. Huza dama, once the blood is sprinkled, according to the requirement of a bird, once it's placed on the mizbeach, chayavim alav, that's the completion of the chatos ha'of process. And at that point, mishum pigul, if an improper thought was done during the malika, for example, so now that it's kosher in all other regards, pigul would take effect. Nosar, the laws of nosar, vitame, ve'ein ba me'ila, and most notably for our mesechta, there will not be the me'ila because the chatas ha'of only has things designated for the kohen, does not have anything designated to be burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore following the malika and the hazaa, me'ila is no longer relevant. There's nothing designated for the mizbeach. The Rambam, Me'ila Beis Vav, Chata Sa'of Mo'alim Ba Misha Hukdashu. The Chata Sa'of, as our Mishnah outlined, would have Me'ila apply from the time that it became Kadosh. This is Kodshei Kadoshim guidelines. Who's a Dama Ein Ba Me'ila? Once the blood is sprinkled, there is no Me'ila. Aval aser lehanos bimur asa v'notzasa. There's certain innards that although they're not brought on the mizbeach, but they are discarded, they're not given to the kohanim, you're not allowed to have hana from that. V'hanana bohen achar hazaya. A person who did have hana, that was aser, it's forbidden to do, but lo moal, it's not the status of me'ila. It's not the status of something that was designated for the Mizbeach. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.